love them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Come on.
I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala.
Check me out at facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And make sure to check us out on Instagram at Shauna and Lala and on Snapchat. Shauna_Lala, and we cannot forget Twitter, and that is at Shauna and Lala. And how's your week going? I mean, we both had a crazy busy, dramatic week.
Oh my god, it's been really busy as usual. When our lives are always busy.
I know.
I mean, I went hiking. I've been going hiking every week. I've been trying to, you know, do like a weekly hike, kind of to see new areas, take my son out. To get him into the... I think it's good for kids to not be stuck in front of a TV, you know. Take him out into nature and let... He's loving it now, you know. He's running past us and he's building up muscles and it's really good for him. So we had a lot of fun doing that. A lot of other crazy stuff as usual going on. But it was pretty good. I mean, I rescued a kitten.
I know. And we've been posting pictures.
Yes. Shauna has some pictures on our Instagram. So check it out if you want to see the new member. He is so cute. My cousin actually found him in a parking lot in a little bowl of fur. You know, she thought it was something dead, like a dead mouse. And she saw it breathing. So further inspection, it was a little kitten. He's about, when I got him, probably about 5 days old. His eyes were pretty much closed. They were opening up a little bit. His ears are down, so he's deaf. He can't really walk well. He is tiny.
He's so small.
So tiny.
He fits in the palm of my hand.
Oh my god, he's so cute though. And I've been bottle feeding him, so I'm exhausted right now. You have to feed them every 3 to 4 hours. And let me tell you, it's just like having a baby, an infant all over again. Like waking up in the middle of the night to feed this little baby kitten. Making it go to the bathroom. It's gonna be a long few weeks of feeding him and taking care of him, but it's worth it because I've only had him since, it's been like 4 days, 3 days, and he already is attached to me, and I'm attached to him. Like his little mommy, so.
Oh, really yes. Cute. And she brings him, I just have to say that you bring him everywhere you go.
Yes.
Literally.
Everywhere, and it's kind of embarrassing because I would just keep him in my shirt. I always put him in, like my by my boobs, kind of. Like, if I'm wearing a tank top, I stick him down the tank top, and his head pops up right by my boobs. And he just chills there and falls asleep. But I can't go into public like that.
Well, you can.
Well, I mean, I can, but I'd be like the crazy cat lady. So I borrowed a cat carrier from Shauna, because, you know, Shauna loves her cats. And I've been carrying him around in a cat carrier. So I took him to my job today. And the kids are going crazy. Everyone was going crazy. I had to go into a gas station to get, you know, some food and stuff. And had to take the cat carrier with me. Of course, every second. People are just so nosy when they see something having to do with an animal. You know, they were like, what you got in there? What's in there? Can I look in there? Is it a cat? Is it a dog? What is it? And I had to answer, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's a kitten. Oh, he's mighty small. Yeah, he's like about 7 days old now, yep. Oh, why do you have him? I found him. And I have to go through the story over and over and over. Like, I was like debating after the fourth person. I'm like, maybe I'll just say I have like a rat in there. You know, because it looks like a little rat. I was a rat and people probably won't ask questions or won't want to look. But it's a kitten. Can I look? How big is it? Can I hold it? Oh my god. Oh my god. How do you feed it? How do you poop it? How does this? Oh. So that's been my days. It's probably going to get worse as I continue to have to bottle feed him and take him wherever I go.
He's your little companion.
Yeah.
And he's our little studio buddy.
Yeah. We were talking about like designing some kind of papoose or harness or
something.
Kangaroo pouch that I could carry him in wherever I go on my chest. Because He just wants to be, like, on me, so it would work out best if I could make some kind of pouch, you know?
I know. Like, you know, well, I can't really say that I used to do that, but... Because I used to just put Leo, like, right in between my boobs and walk around with him. All the time.
It works. It's a good pocket right there, you know?
Yeah. But now that he got older, you know, he likes to lay on my chest.
Yeah.
And, he's too big to go in my boobs.
Yeah.
You know, so he just sits on my shoulder now. And we'll be right back. We have much more. We have news and a lot going on in Hollywood, too, mm-hmm. that we want to mention and talk about.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Find us online at www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala and what's going on around the world.
Well, pretty sad story and scary story in my eyes. A 10-year-old boy who collapsed at his Florida home and later died had the lethal painkiller fentanyl in his system, making him one of the state's and perhaps the country's youngest victims of the opioid crisis. It's insane. His name was Alton Banks. He was 10, as I said. He came home from, he was out at like a pool party type thing with his friends in the neighborhood. He came home and started vomiting. And then he fell unconscious after the vomiting, and they rushed him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 10 years old. So once they did blood work and all that, they found fentanyl in his system. There's no evidence that suggests that the fifth grader came into contact with the fentanyl in his home. So they haven't found any evidence that it's from his parents or in his house. Authorities are believing that he may have unknowingly came in contact with the dangerous drug on the streets. That's why I'm scared. So he was, like, out playing, like all of our children do, like my son does, like your cousins do, and either on the walk home from it or in the pool area, he came in contact with it. So they're anxiously hoping that someone will come forward to help solve this horrific death, you know, and say, hey, you know, I knew that there was people using over here, over there, and the kid was over here, you know.
So you don't even have to swallow it?
No. Fentanyl is the deadlier cousin of heroin. It's worse than heroin. It's so powerful that just a speck inhaled or a speck of it that gets on your skin, a speck, you know how tiny that is?
Yeah.
Can cause a fatal overdose, especially in a child. The Miami-Dade Medical Examiner's Office is still running toxicology reports. The final report is still pending. But this little boy, he had dreams of becoming an engineer. He was an avid Carolina Panthers fan. And he's, like I said, the youngest victim of this country's horrific opioid epidemic. It's just insane right now. I don't even know why people would want to do fentanyl. It's that powerful. It pretty much kills everyone. In the first half of 2016, fentanyl killed 853 people in Florida.
Oh my gosh.
In one state, 853 people. And it's just, I don't know. So I'm praying for this family, and I'm praying for other parents out there, because as a parent, it's just adding to the list of things I need to worry about.
Yeah, stressors.
So if my son's in the playground and someone was doing fentanyl on the slide and he slides down and it touches his skin, he's gonna die? Like, this is insane. We shouldn't have to worry about this stuff as parents.
No.
And people who are doing it, like, what is wrong with you? It's gonna kill you. Or it's gonna kill someone you love or some other innocent victim.
Some child.
Oh my god, I can't even get into it. You know how I get when I go on a ramp. So, I mean, they're going to look into it. Hopefully, if you're out there and you're listening and you have some information as to where this child possibly came in contact with this drug, please call the Miami-Dade police. Please call someone and let them know. Give them some tips to point them in the right direction so that someone else or some other kid isn't going to come in contact with it. You know, and then we have another death on our hands. Some positive stuff is deaths linked to AIDS have halved in a decade. Official figures are showing that it's gotten better. Like, people are surviving.
Well, that's good.
Yep. AIDS used to be one of the top 10 causes of death worldwide.
Yeah.
So,
Now I think heroin is probably
up, exactly.
Definitely in the top 10 or top 5.
The United Nations programs on HIV and AIDS shows deaths have fallen from a peak of 1.9 million that was in 2005, to 1 million last year. So, you know, it's still high, but we're dropping. That's good. Anything that's going lower is good, not higher. So, more than half of people now are getting drug treatment for the first time, and that's why they think the numbers are falling. HIV can't be cured. It can only be contained with, you know, daily doses of the antiretroviral therapy. So the agency right now has a set of goals known as the 90-90-90 targets, which is, the aim is for 90% of people with HIV to be diagnosed, for 90% to get therapy, and for 90% to have their infection suppressed by 2020. So that's their goals right now. And they believe that they're going to get there because people are seeking treatment and not just letting it spread and then it's killing them and it's killing others. So really, that's some really good news that, you know, we needed to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
In New Mexico, a little boy, 10 years old, he tripped over a 1.2 million year old fossil. How cool is that?
Wow.
I would have loved to come across that as a kid. So he was playing out in the desert, which is really odd to me, but like, who sends their kid out in the desert to play? But
New Mexico is like pretty much all
desert. I know, but there's so many, I guess when you live there, you're used to it, but there's so many deadly snakes and stuff. Yeah. I'd be petrified, sending Gio out in the desert, okay, watch out for the rattlesnakes and watch out for the poisonous spiders and this and that. The list can go on and on, probably. But anyways,
maybe they're used to it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They must know. But he was playing out in the desert, and he tripped over the tusk of a fossil, which came to be a giant mastodon, which were those huge elephants with the huge tusks, you know. So once when he tripped, he realized what it was. He didn't know it was a mastodon, but he knew it was something really old. He went and got his parents. They saw it, couldn't believe their eyes. They called a biologist. When the biologist came, he's like, oh my god, this is a mastodon. So he got his team of archaeologists, and they came to uncover it. It took them 1 week to painfully and carefully dig this fossil up without ruining it. So they are hoping, and they know it's going to, but they're going to put it on display for a fact. They're definitely going to put it on display in a museum. They just don't know how soon it's going to be because they're trying to preserve it. Once the fossil comes out of sediment, it tends to break apart and fall apart and disintegrate. So they're trying to keep it, you know, safe and all together. Yeah. So pretty cool, you know, for a kid to come across that. Now he can bring his friends to the display and be like, I discovered this fossil.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I hope he gets, something for
something,
it.
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't know. Maybe even a plaque that
or
discovered
name
by.
Name it after him.
Yeah, exactly.
Mastodon Johnny.
Yeah. Something, I mean.
Yeah,
you know.
No, he deserves something. He does.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back with much more. Coming up is your Hollywood news I have for you, and you're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online, www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and Lala, I don't know if you've heard, but John McCain, you remember him, Senator John McCain, he's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, my God.
Brain cancer.
How horrible.
And he had surgery on Friday to remove the blood clot. But right now he's, recovering at home and everything.
Jeez.
So hopefully he will be okay.
Yeah.
So our prayers go out to him. Crazy.
I know.
And it's called glioblastoma. I'm not really sure what that is, but
yeah, I don't know either, but
it's some kind of cancer.
It's a different kind of tumor in the brain.
Yeah, but thankfully, you know, he was able to have the clot removed.
Good.
And he is now considering treatment options with the Mayo Clinic, which I heard is one of the best out there, of course. And do you remember R. Kelly?
Yes.
Of course, how could you forget
this?
Well, apparently he obviously is rich and has a lot of women.
Yes. He likes to pee on them.
What?
Oh, okay, you don't know that story, but yes. Just a little side note, he peed on someone. I forget who now, but you have to look it up.
Peed on someone?
Yeah, he peed on someone.
Like
either
a
girl. No, I think it was like a girlfriend or a girl he was had up in his room. It was years ago, but it was like the biggest joke of all time back then.
I don't remember that.
Continue on.
Well, I don't know, but people are saying that he has like a cult, like he's running a cult of these young girls, under 21 really,
yeah.
Or maybe a little bit older, and they like live with him.
Ew.
Yeah, and pretty much like that he buys them whatever they want, like he spoils them, he showers them with gifts.
Yeah.
And these girls like think there's nothing wrong with that. And
wow.
Yeah, so this one girl, she actually went to the concert with her father, had a meet and greet with him, and like went off with him for like 6 months to to his house.
Oh my god.
And she hasn't returned. But now she's leaving videos like on TMZ and everything, saying like she's okay. You know, her father is making more different videos saying that he's, you know, scared for her and he wants her back and he wants to sue R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And everything. But, I mean, she's 21 years old. Her name is Jocelyn. And she's 21 years old. You know, the father said, you know, at first, supposedly, go off with him. You know, he'll be good for your singing career. He'll teach you. So... Well, the father didn't know it was going to be 2 or 3 years that she'd be living there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll have to follow that.
Wow. He's crazy.
He is.
Absolutely out of his mind.
He is crazy. Absolutely. he's a good artist, but he's always been a little nuts.
He's weird. All his songs are weird. He's locked in a closet. And Dave Chappelle did a funny skit on him. You'll have to watch it. And, like, you know his song, like... I wanna own you. I can't even sing it on the air, actually. We'll have to play it, but... I wanna pee on you.
What?
I know it's not funny to you, but you don't have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Maybe our listeners do. They know, you know, don't mind my singing, but... You know the whole pee thing with R. Kelly and Dave Chappelle making fun of it and making, like, a spoof video about R. Kelly peeing on everyone. And it was freaking hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna have to show you. So I gotta catch Shona up to this.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're
talking
about.
She's too young, I think. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not really... I knew R. Kelly, like, back in the day. Like, when he, like, kind of first came out.
Yeah.
But I do remember the Closet song.
Oh, yes.
Or, like, the videos that went along with it. But other than that, like, I don't know. I think I have, like, one of his CDs and... I really liked it, but then, like, after... Wasn't he accused of raping somebody or something?
He was accused of a lot of things.
Yeah,
and I think
know.
That's when he peed on them. So, like...
I'm sorry, I really can't get over the peeing.
You just... We'll have to... I'm gonna play her the song, and then she'll get what's going on here.
Yes. Please do. Play it for me during the break.
Yeah.
So, I
catch you up.
Yeah. And, sad news we have for you. Chester Bennington has passed away.
So horrible.
From Linkin Park. He was the lead singer of Linkin Park. It's being reported as a possible suicide.
Yeah.
They're still investigating. He was found dead in his home.
Ugh.
I believe in Los Angeles.
So horrible.
Yeah, he was only 41.
He was severely depressed, and...
That's what I was reading, yeah.
Yep.
That's why he went into music, was to help people,
yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the fans, I was reading their posts today, like, on Twitter and Facebook and everything, saying, like, you know, you've helped me so much, you know, I've overcome my problems and my depression
because of
you
yep.
and your music. It's just so sad.
No, it is.
You know,
it really
no matter what you go through, you could always, always.
Yeah, suicide is never
get through it.
Is never the answer. At the time, it feels like it's right that you don't want to go on living that. that there's nothing better out there for you. But there is. And it's just that you're not there yet. You're not seeing it yet. And there's so many different options. Me and Shauna, we've both dealt with depression. We've both been there. We've both been low. And I will admit, there's times that suicide has crossed my mind in my life. And I'm sure Shauna and other people that you, close people that you know, have gone through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, you have to realize that you're affecting a lot of other people. And they have to live with that. You're just going to be gone. And you're leaving a lot of people to hurt and be angry with you. And, you know, why did you leave them? And you can always call someone. You can call us. You can message us. You can call. They have hotlines everywhere. Now you can even text. So you don't have to talk to people. Yeah.
They have
numbers that you could text. And so that you don't have to feel uncomfortable, like someone hearing your voice or knowing who you are. You text this random hotline number. You say, hey, I'm feeling this way or that way. Or, hey, can we just talk? And you can talk about random stuff. And it helps get your mind off of things.
Yeah.
So it's just suicide is never the answer, no matter how bad your life may seem. There's ways to get out of it or help
Absolutely.
You feel a little better.
I totally believe that. And I used to work for a company that dealt with people with depression and suicidal thoughts. And I used to get those phone calls, you know, and it's very scary being on the other line talking to them.
I can imagine.
I mean, like, I just want to, like, run there and, like,
hug them or something.
But it's very difficult, but you just, just talk to them. And thankfully, I was able to talk them out of it. You just never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah.
And I say that all the time.
I forget the exact thing I was told. They said, if you're ever contemplating suicide, wait, go to sleep, you know, deal with it in the morning. Sometimes, just you going to sleep and refreshing, you have a whole new outlook.
Yeah.
You know, just stop what you're doing, say, you know what, let me finish this thought tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, you know, usually you're in a better mindset. So never, never, never make a decision when you're in that mood, when you're in that depressive state, when you're really low and you feel like there's nothing better there. Go to sleep. Go to sleep and wake up refreshed with it, and things will be a little more positive. So, you know, that's my advice to you. Wait, just take it slow, take a breath, and the next day, I swear, you'll feel better. You will.
Absolutely. I think that too. And I also think, you know, when you're in the spotlight and you're that famous and people are looking up to you, it's very difficult to deal with that.
Yep.
And I think if Chester maybe had one of his bandmates or somebody to call or talk to or who was there with him, I think he would be here today.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or made that phone call.
Yep.
I agree. I don't know what he was going through, obviously. Pain, but he...
I don't know, it's just so sad.
Linkin Park is such a good band.
I know, I love them. I love their music. And a lot of their music helped me through different situations in my life. And to feel empowered. Or if it was a sad song about depression, I felt like I could relate to him. And like, oh my god, this man is singing things that I can relate to, and this is how I'm feeling right now. And then you feel empowered and you feel like someone understands me. So he did help people. He helped me and the band did. And it's really sad that he had to go out that way. You know, it's a really sad thing. A lot of people are very upset. I'm upset. His fans, his bandmates, his family, a lot of people are affected by one decision that he made. And that's the problem with suicide. One decision that you make, you might be ending your suffering, but you're causing a whole lot more people to suffer because of that.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Much more coming up. We have a really funny, crazy email.
Oh, man, I'm
from
excited.
A listener. Yeah, I was cracking up.
Oh, boy.
So you're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and we got a really funny email.
I'm nervous. Like, our listeners are some crazy, crazy individuals sometimes with these emails.
But it's not a question or anything.
Okay.
It's just, like, something that happened to somebody.
Oh, so they're telling us, like,
I guess they thought we would like it or something.
Okay, yeah.
So they write, "Dear Shauna and Lala, I have to tell you the story. My neighborhood is so crazy. Some guy hit my neighbor's mailbox and took off. A bunch of kids saw what happened. They called the cops. And when the cops were talking to the people, the car came back to the scene. And the kids started screaming that was the car. The cops chased the guy down, pull him over, and the guy said he was sorry, but he was trying to take his handcuffs off.
What?
That's why you hit the mailbox.
What? I'm so confused.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. I'm sorry, Alan. What? Sorry, okay, go on.
He later admitted that he was with a female at another neighbor's home, and he had to run out pretty fast, because I'm sure you can guess why.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to tell you this funny story. And that was from Jennifer in New York.
Oh my gosh. So this person is having sex with someone who's married.
Apparently.
And they were getting a little nasty in the bedroom with the handcuffs. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's my take on it. I mean,
and
I don't know.
He got in the car. I don't know. You said Jennifer. I don't know. Got in the car.
No, not Jennifer.
Oh.
Jennifer was the one that wrote us.
Oh, okay.
So this guy got in the car. I'm assuming when the other girl's boyfriend maybe came home?
Yeah. Took off. Tried to get the handcuffs off.
Yeah.
Swerved, hit a mailbox, and then happened to drive back. Oh, my God.
Oh, let me just drive back around.
Let me go back and say I'm sorry. Maybe they have a handcuff key.
Yeah.
Maybe
the cops could help me.
I wonder if, like, the cops laughed at that or was like, why are you handcuffed? You know, maybe it wasn't a foreplay thing. Are you wanted somewhere? Did you escape prison?
Yeah.
That's what I would be asking. Like, hold on, let me just check to make sure there's no escape prisoners or anything
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Let me run your picture.
Oh, no, okay. You're fine. How embarrassing.
I know.
And his face is, like, in the newspaper, like,
Crime. Hit mailbox.
Hit mailbox after foreplay with handcuffs. Couldn't get them off. See, don't cheat with anyone, and if you're not cheating on someone, don't be with anyone who's cheating on their spouse. That's karma for you. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Pretty funny.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious.
You know, it is. Like, at first I wasn't understanding, so it took me, like, a second. And then I was like, oh, crap, I get it now.
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
No. Driving handcuffed must be very hard. Hopefully it wasn't a manual car. Like, if you had to shift every, like, gear, that would suck. You'd, like, have to take both hands off the steering wheel, shift it, and then go back. And, like, that's probably what he was doing. Like,
or maybe his hands were, like, behind his back or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I don't think he's driving with his knees. Like, how do you get the keys in?
I don't know.
You crazy people. Oh, Jesus.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh, my gosh. Well, if you want to send us an email, we love hearing crazy stories like this.
Or questions, or advice.
Or anything, yes. Or if you have a kitten to adopt, we will take it.
We'll take your kittens. Shauna will take your colonoscopy preps. You know, she likes that drink.
Nope, that
send
I will not
her
take.
Away. She'll just chug that stuff all day long.
Nope, not doing that ever again.
In one way, out the other, within 5 seconds flat.
Literally. But, seriously, if you guys have a question, need advice, have a funny story, email us. Just go to our website, shaunaandlala.com, and send us your funny stories. We love to hear them. And we'll be right back with our product of the week and our Blue Line Hero time. You're listening to Shauna and Lala.
New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Find us online at www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. It's time for our Blue Line Hero Time, which is where we spotlight police officers going above and beyond in their community.
And this week, it's kind of... It's not spotlighting one individual police officer. It's a project that's going on that I'm really, really happy about, and it hits close to home. Police departments across the United States right now are adopting pit bulls to save them from being euthanized. So they're adopting these pit bulls to be police dogs, basically.
Oh.
Pit bulls and pit bull mixes compose about 33% of shelter intakes in the U.S. You know, people... Everyone views them as very dangerous. They have a very dangerous reputation.
Yes, but most of the time, it's how you bring them up.
Exactly, but people don't want to see that. And
you have a pit bull, right?
I have a pit bull. I'm a very big pit bull lover. I've had multiple pit bulls in my life, and they have been the best dogs I've ever had. I had poodle, and I had a Doberman. Both were nasty. Both growled, both bit, and both of my pit bulls were the sweetest things ever. They never growled, never bit. They were like, they thought they were lap dogs. They were so cuddly. You've met my dog.
Yeah.
My pit bull will just kiss you, lick you to death, wants to be inside of you, wants to be on you. Like, there's no space. There's no personal space with my dog. Like,
yeah.
She's like, love me, let me love you, let me get inside of you and just live there happily ever after.
Yeah.
That's
like,
my dog.
She just wants to, like, sit on my lap.
Yeah, exactly.
And lick me to death.
Yeah.
Literally.
But pit bulls have the dangerous reputation. Yes, part of it is how you raise them, and unfortunately, a lot of the people who raise pit bulls aren't the best of characters. You know,
exactly.
the gang members, they raise them for pit bull fighting. They make money off of it. Just, you know, shady individuals that are trying to keep people off their property because they're doing some shady stuff. They train pit bulls to attack. So that is why the reputation's so bad, I believe, is because the people who think it's cool to have a pit bull, think it's tough to have, oh, I'm cool, I'm tough because I have a pit bull, they raise them bad. The people like me who... is raising it to be a family dog, a loving family dog that's also going to protect me, the dog's going to turn out amazing, you know, beautiful, friendly, all that. But because of their reputation, they are tending to stay in shelters a lot longer, and that means that they're the first to be euthanized, sadly. So they're being killed daily all across the United States and other countries, pit bulls. They're banned, as you know. You can't rent an apartment anywhere if you have a pit bull.
Right.
Our insurance won't take us if we have a pit bull. You know, we had to find insurance that would take it. Most insurances will not, home insurance will not let you have pit bulls. And it's
right.
Really sad that they are discriminating against these dogs.
Or Rottweilers.
Rottweilers too, yep.
My uncle has a Rottweiler, and their insurance, they have to pay, like, extra insurance.
Yeah, we have to pay extra, too. But other ones told us not, no way, no how, not even if you pay more. We will not have you on the policy with a pit bull. And I think that's just wrong. But, so this is a good thing. So the solution right now, many U.S. police departments are adopting the pit bulls, making them police dogs, training them to sniff out narcotics, all of that. And it's saving their lives and putting a different light on these dogs that are incredibly smart, incredibly strong, and they listen very well. I think the first pit bull was actually in our area. Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, wow.
Was the first one. And I remember when this was like 2 years ago. I was so happy. Her name was Kaya. She's a beautiful pit bull.
I remember that.
Yes.
Story.
And she's such a good police dog. They have very strong sense of smell. So normally, police dogs cost police departments a lot of money. When they have to buy them from Germany, those German shepherds, they get them like straight from these like bloodline breeders. It's thousands of dollars for these dogs. And then thousands of dollars to train them. So it costs police departments and taxpayers a lot of money to get police dogs.
They should just go to a shelter.
I know. But they choose German shepherds for different reasons. So now they're saying that pit bulls are just as good. They're smart. They listen to commands well. They can attack if they need to attack. They're perfect.
They can attack,
yeah,
sure.
And they can get them free, adopt them from a shelter, and train them. So this project is training pit bulls all across the United States training them and giving them to police departments for free just to save their lives. So it is amazing. The program is called Universal Canine for Training. And it's a non-profit organization. So I truly think you should check it out. Support them. I don't know if they're taking donations, but it's something you should definitely donate to. Help these dogs. Help them get out of these shelters because they're going to be killed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. You know, no one's really adopting pit bulls. They're not.
You know, I volunteer at two different animal shelters in a town close to the studio, and most of the dogs there mm-hmm. are pit bulls, yep. and they have been there for years.
It's sad.
And, you know, they just need love.
Yeah.
And do some of them need training? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But we all do.
Most of them they've been abused, so you have to.
Yeah.
But I get it, but...
I would adopt them all if I could.
I know. They're such
My house
dogs.
Isn't big enough.
No. I do want to get another one. This is how much I love them. My next dog will be a pit bull again because I have a 3-year-old son, and my pit bull has grown up. She was a little older, but she has been there for him since he was an infant, loving him, kissing him, protecting him. She's just, that's like her baby, and I never have any fears with her. And I know you should always have fear. I always, in the back of your head, you always have to be careful, but she sleeps with him every night. I have no fear at all. But my mother-in-law's poodle, she's a toy poodle, so tiny. She has bit my son multiple times. She has growled at my son multiple times. So they don't train her right. I mean, they don't train her bad. They treat her really good. So
she's a princess.
She's a princess. So I think that those dogs are more aggressive than a pit bull. And I think I've read that pit bulls are really not aggressive dogs on the scale. Like poodles and cocker spaniels are like number one for aggressive, you know. And then pit bulls aren't that. They're really far down the scale, so
yeah,
something to take into consideration when you see a pit bull out or you go to adopt a dog. They are great dogs, they really are, and yeah. you'll love them.
I it's like I said before, it's all in the way that the person treats them and mm-hmm. brings them up.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Yeah. And we'll be right back with our product of the week. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. It's time for our product of the week. And this week's product is MJoy Nail Filer. Nail buffer,
yep, and it kind of files too. It's really we're gonna put a video up so you'll get to see the design. Can't talk today, and you'll see how it works. It is battery operated, fits in your hand, and I really, to be honest, when I got the product, I was like, I'm never gonna use this. Like, what is the point of this? Who needs a buffer and an electronic buffer? But let me tell you something. I buffed my nails, as you'll see in the video, and my nail looked amazing. It was shining. It looked like glass. It looked like I had a clear coat of nail polish on it, and it looked so healthy.
Yeah.
And I have been using it now. You know, when I don't have nail polish on, I buff my nails, and I don't even need a clear coat. Of nail polish.
No, you don't need one.
It's so smooth, and it's like glass. So
it almost kind of looks like you have gels on.
Yeah. And my nails look amazing without having to put anything on it or go to a nail salon. So it's really, all you need is batteries. It's about $20 or really, really cheap. Check them out, and you have the website.
It's mjoy.com, and it's mjoy.com.
Cool. So definitely check out our video as we review it, and you can see how it works and how beautiful my nails come out. And go on the website, order one up for yourself. And it's going to be something that's quick and easy to do in between if you do go to get your nails done, when you're giving your nails a breather like I have been, after the gels that kind of ruin your nails. It's good now. Like, I don't have to put anything on it that can hurt my nails and just buff it, and there you go. You're all set.
I love it. I mean, I get my nails done, too, but you know, your nails after having like the gels on, like I do for like a month or two or 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, your nails get weak and everything. So, like Lala said, you know, it's good to give your nails a break and use it in between. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
I love it.
Make them look fresh.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be posting the video up on our website at ShaunaAndLala.com and also on our Facebook, right?
Yes, Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala. And check our video out and check our other Product of the Week videos out. Pretty much they're all on YouTube, so
yeah,
check them out, give them a like, and
maybe you'll find something cool that you know you're going to buy and check out and see that it's something that you can use in your life. We do them every week, so I think it really is cool to spotlight different things that you might not have heard of or seen or you can't get in stores, and you can, without buying it, without knowing, you know, sometimes you see a product, you're like, oh, I don't know how that works, I don't want to get that, but now you can watch our videos and say, oh, wow, that does work good, or that does look cool, or that, you know, whatever it may be. And that's what's cool about our product reviews. So if you're someone out there who wants to review your product, definitely email us. Go on our website. You can find our contact information. And if you're just someone who wants to try new things, check out all of our videos.
Yeah, definitely. And you're listening to Shauna and Lala. Thank you so much for checking us out. Make sure to tune in next week, and don't forget to follow us on social media, and check out our website, ShaunaAndLala.com. Are you falling asleep over there?
Yeah, I am falling asleep. I'm so tired.
Check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala.
Check me out at Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Shauna and Lala. And of course, on Instagram, I'll be posting cute little pictures of Lala's new little pussycat. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll see you next week.